This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to episode 9 of Mad Dialogue with me, Michelle.
And me, Skylar.
This week, we're talking about cheating. Woo! Yes, and we're not just here getting at men. It's not about that, because men and women cheat. I don't understand the whole cheating thing. Me, personally, I'm like, if I am that attracted to somebody else, it means I am no longer attracted to you. There's obviously problems in the relationship.
Yeah.
And so therefore, I would much rather just leave.
Mm.
Cheating, it takes too much lying, deceiving, and all the rest of it. What's your views on it, Skylar?
Yeah, honestly, same. It's just pointless. I feel like if you know in yourself that you're going to want to be about with other people, don't get into a relationship in the first place, you know? It just doesn't make any sense. Like, you don't, yeah.
I saw this video on Instagram and, it's quite drastic, actually. For me, I thought it was a bit drastic. But the guy was asleep and he woke up to his partner. She literally shaved half of his hair off, and he jumped out of the bed, ran screaming. He cried. He went out onto the balcony. I'm not being funny. I thought he was going to jump. I thought he was going to commit suicide because he was so distraught.
Can we not miss the fact that this guy had long ass locks?
I was just about to get to that bit. Yes, he had long ass locks, as Skylar said. And they were very well taken care of, the ones that were left that I could see. You could see, and anybody that knows anything about growing locks or knows somebody that's grown locks or whatever, that is a process. And it takes a lot of dedication to growing them. And, you know, she was saying, oh, well, you shouldn't have cheated on me then. But as the video was going on and she saw, as the video was going on, I could see where she was seeing how distraught he was. You could see in her tone of voice started to change, like she actually felt bad. Now, I've heard of women when their partners have cheated, they've cut up their clothes, or they put, like, they throw them in the bath and throw bleach on them, or cut up their shoes, or whatever the case may be. Do you think that's a bit too far?
Just shaving. See, I feel like for me in that moment, I probably would do some shit like that. Like, just facts. Like, if, like, you know, but there's that other side to it where, of course, you know, if you still have love for this person, you're gonna feel bad, you know? Like, especially going, like, with the facts that, you know, he'd been growing his locks evidently for how long. Like, you know, most guys have short hair. So if you shave their hair, you know, take a couple months to grow back, you know, if that, whereas, you know, for him,
them locks. Yeah,
that's years. He's probably been growing them longer than I've been alive. You never know. But so that bit I would say is quite drastic. But then again, you know, cheating is a bad thing, I would say. But
there was a woman, she was nicknamed Loretta Bobbitt. I know for a fact that Bobbitt was not her surname. I'm sure that's what they dubbed her as. But she cut off her partner's penis because he cheated on her.
See,
this is my thing. Like,
that's no.
You know, when it concerns violating somebody. Like, don't get me wrong, I don't agree with cheating, not in any way, shape or form. I think it's wrong. I've been cheated on.
Yeah.
And I forgave the person that cheated on me. And instead of them actually being like, okay, well, you know, let me do better. No, they just took it up another level. So me personally, I wouldn't stay with somebody.
No.
If they cheated on me, would you?
No, of course not.
You'd leave.
Yeah. See, I obviously, you know, I've never been cheated on, like, to that sense, to actually be like, you know, in a serious relationship with a guy I'd be cheated on. But I can imagine how mad I would be. My thing is, my thing would be like, I want to match hurt. That. Like, yeah, and her. I would want to match that.
I mean, don't get me wrong. If I'd have actually caught him physically in the act in, you know, with the woman, I don't know how I would have reacted in that moment.
But obviously that woman that cut off a man's hair would have pre-planned that, like, not in a bad way,
premeditated, but exactly,
just for him to be asleep. Like, how long did you know about it until you did that? Like, there's so much that goes into it,
you know. There's women that have put things in their partner's food, you know, to cause them harm when they've found out that they've
the
cheated.
Most I do is put like laxatives.
Oh my goodness. So you would actually go that far to put something in your man's food?
I said laxatives. There's no problem with him being on the toilet for the whole day.
Skylar, I think you're missing the whole thing.
No, but if you're cheating on me, if you want to take your far self and cheat, then yes, I will have you shitting all day. Why not? Nothing that would, I wouldn't overdo it so we could like have like issues. But yeah, I would have you on the toilet all day. Yeah, damn right. I'd cook him a real nice meal, make him think that, oh, wow. Mm. Oh, she's cooking me a full-course meal. And then, boom, you're on the toilet. Shitting yourself every time you walk.
What, and then you'd leave him?
I literally, as he's on the toilet, I would walk out the yard. Okay. Bag's already packed.
Okay, I get it. But, like, once
But
again,
anything, like, to actually cause harm or something that's going to have long-term effects, no, I would not do. Because them cheating on me is not going to cause me long-term harm, you know? Of course it's going to hurt, but it's not going to, you know, you're not going to have to.
So, let me ask you a question. Another question. So, your partner cheated on you, but you haven't let him know that you know. And instead, would you then go out and cheat on him?
Who has time?
I'm just asking the questions.
Like, literally, who has time?
I'm just asking the questions. Okay?
I'm just giving scenarios. What's the point in being like, oh, well, we're even?
I just would like to know how you would. Do you know what I mean? Because some people do that.
If I'm going
to
do that, then I'll just break up with you and then I'll just go do what I'm doing and like be with who I'm being with, you know?
For me, I found that when, I mean, don't get me wrong, like I said what I had to say on the subject and then just kept it moving. Like I said, the same person, I stayed with them. But then what I realized was, they then developed like a fear where they thought then that I was going to go out and cheat on them. Mm. And, you know, he kept issuing threats every so often on what would happen if I did, even though he was still doing it.
Yes.
You know, and I was like, the double standards, the craziness of it, like, you know, so yeah, but still for that, I wouldn't cheat. Yeah. I would much rather just leave the relationship and just, like I said, keep it moving.
100%.
Do you know what I mean?
There's no need to stay in it.
So do you think then that she was wrong to shave his head?
I don't think she was wrong, no. That's how she dealt with the situation, how she felt in the time, you know?
I think she was wrong.
Do you know why I don't? It's honestly because who's to say in any situation that like, everyone reacts differently, you know? We don't know the build up to that. We don't know how many times he cheated. We don't know the situation.
Do you know why I say it's
wrong?
Because the point you made a little while ago where you said she actually thought about it before she did it, that's a bit scary to me.
That is fair enough. And honestly, yeah, I think, you know, depending on the circumstances, but once again, like, you know, we don't actually know. But then again, if he cheated on her before and she stuck with him and then that was the final straw, then she's an idiot for that, I'll be real. And then, you know, it's a bit of an iffy one, honestly, still. Like, I think, yeah, you know, she did something to get back on him,
it's also that thing. I watched a scene from a film and the daughter was saying to her mother, she was asking her, like, Because obviously what I was getting from the whole scene is that the father had cheated on the mother, and the daughter could not understand why the mother decided to stay with her father. And basically what she was saying to her is like, she's got no self-respect and so on and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
And the answer that she gave her daughter was simple and to the point, but it was so deep when she said, for that one wrong thing he did, there are a million things that he did right. And I was like,
that's fair enough, okay. But I'm sorry, if Beckett cheated on me now, I'm going insane.
Mm.
And Beckett, he's done so much for me.
But once again, just like the woman in question, she was a mature woman, like even older than me. I get that she was older than
but
me.
There's no...
So it's like, that's, you know, when you've only... been with somebody for so many years, like, does it make sense to throw the whole relationship away because he made one mistake?
No, it's not a mistake. I don't think cheating is a mistake. If you drunk, fucking sober, I don't care. If you go out and cheat on your partner, that's not a mistake. Unless you were drugged and raped, it's not a mistake. I don't give a shit. No matter how much a man could do for me, he could buy me a house, he could give me beautiful children, he could do so much for me, yeah? If you want to take yourself out there, have sex with another woman while I'm at home, that's not a mistake. That's disrespectful to me, and that also is embarrassing for me. Mm. So no matter how much a guy has done for me, I would never forgive him for cheating on me, ever. The same way I wouldn't expect a man to forgive me for cheating on him.
And that's the other thing as well. Like, a man will cheat on a woman, right? And expect to be forgiven. Now, I know I said earlier, it's not men and women, like they both do it, rare, but I'm just making this point here. Men, the only reason I'm saying this is because I've asked men this question, several men, and their answer was the same. If they cheated on their partner, they would expect their partner to stay with them. However, if their partner cheated on them, they would leave her. And I was like, hold on a minute. So how does that make that right then? Like, you've cheated on her and expect her to stay, but she's cheated on you and you're going to leave her. Do you know what I mean?
Mm.
And so it's that double standard thing. I don't know if you've seen that. I'm sure it's on, I want to say Netflix, I could be wrong, called Chaos, but spelt with a K.
I haven't seen it. Is that one with Zeus?
If it's the same one, the scene that I saw where the man is apparently cheating.
Oh, yeah, I've never seen
that. And so him and the mistress are in bed together in her apartment. Then the door knocks and she thinks it's her parents and she goes to the door it's him.
It's the woman. Yeah, I've seen
and it's
it.
His wife.
Yeah,
and I was like, now that.
And now she, yeah, she's.
I need to watch that.
But she, yeah, but she also was him for a bit.
Yeah.
It's because of the gods. It's his Zeus.
Well, I'm gonna watch it because it looked really good. It got some good reviews as well. So yeah, and I thought, well, this is a whole different concept on cheating.
Mm. But that's another thing. I feel like, you know, that as going back to the thing where it's like, oh, because he did like one mistake and stuff like that. I feel like if you're in such a healthy enough relationship that you could view it that way, why couldn't your husband just come to you and say, look, I'm having these urges? You know, I would respect that so much more.
Really?
Yeah, I would so respect. I'd be like, look, cool, you want to go have sex with someone else, I'll go have sex with someone else, we're both agreeing that we're calm with that, we're going to come back at home at the end of the night and order takeaway. Cool.
Or there's another way you could play that, you know.
Have a threesome.
No. Okay, you're taking it to a whole other level then. If you like it, I love it. But what I was going to say is then that's where you could call into question, you could bring in, like, role play in that. Like,
put on a wig.
Yeah.
Switch my wig, make it feel like it's cheating.
Actually join Tinder with the intent to just link with each other. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And give yourselves a whole completely different identity. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, well, a lot of people do that. That is well, quite that common, then. So.
Well, really?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I've seen it on shows and all of that. But the point I'm making is that they can live out their fantasy in another way,
yeah,
and still have that thing like they're cheating, but they're not.
Mm.
I mean, I think that's kind of kinky myself. I think that's kind of, you know what I mean?
You know, it's not always what floats people's boats. If they really want to cheat that bad, they will.
True that, I guess.
You know, maybe it's not actually the thing of being someone else, but the thing of maybe being caught. I don't know. Or just the thing that you're not supposed to be doing this and you're doing it.
Yeah. And then it's that thing as well that often, oh no, let's say 50-50, when they're cheating with the other person, that other person doesn't even know that they're with somebody.
Mm.
That's the other thing as well. It's not all the time that both, you know,
parties are aware.
Are aware mm. of the situation. No, sometimes facts. They actually believe that the person is, as they single, said, single, yeah. you know? So, yeah, it's an interesting thing. But me personally, I'm not about the cheating mm. and I wouldn't cut a man's hair and I wouldn't destroy his clothes. I would much rather just walk away with my dignity intact
yeah.
and just you'll be there for the rest of your days, no matter who you're with, knowing that you let a good one get away.
Mm.
And what do you say on the cheating? You're just going to leave.
Basically, yeah.
Okay, then. Oh, and before we go, I want to give a shout out to Skylar's college friend, Tommy.
Shout out to you, Tommy.
Hey, Tommy.
Don't push me off the chair on Friday, please.
Oh, my goodness. I was supposed to have done it in the last episode and I completely forgot. So I'm really, really sorry, Tommy. And this one's to you and I hope to meet you soon. Okay, you take care, my darling. But anyway, until next week, everybody, I am sending an abundance of love and light. So it's goodbye from me.
Bye.
And goodbye from Skylar. Bye.